Defending the weak must be a global motive. With the resources of the planet tapped out, nation states hunkering down, improving conditions in one small piece of the planet is no threat to power. On the contrary, that's prettying up power's mess while leaving their control of us unaffected. They want our eyes narrowly focused. So we broaden out. With our voices and acts, we fight back. We claim the world, joining hands with others of like mind. We're open tribes, a school, bringing, creatively presenting the taboo for power discussions. Are we all artists? Is claiming our art, being it, about claiming our wholeness, mind, body, and spirit, all integrated, one? Does it not then require listening to your body? If you say you're a person who listens to her body, what does that mean? What does it mean to be fully alive? Should our energy as human beings, as living things, be compelled by the state or the market? How does our practice as martial artists, with my earlier qualification that in this moment we are all, if we're artists, martial, we are at war. How does our practice expand our human energy? Is it limitless? Is it held back by the current system? Why is decision-making disproportionately allocated? Why is there hierarchy in the existing global system? And I added, instead of just it, why is there hierarchy alone, because this is a tough one. I'm hoping folks don't get bogged down in it. You know, power is going to rapidly tell us that there's hierarchy and ranking in nature and it's natural and blah, 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 and in the martial arts. It will be affirmed that it is a celebration of our progress in the arts in order to that ranking, blah, blah, blah. So let's focus on the global setting with this question. Why is there hierarchy in the existing global system? Why class? Why is there coercion? What are the forms coercion takes in our lives? What would it mean to live our lives without coercion? What would it mean to be a fully developing individuality, to be fully self-creating? Do we need each other globally to be fully developing? What would a society, a global community of community of fully developing individualities look like? How do we link hands, link our practice globally? As we flesh out that picture of a world based in non-coercion, how do we share that developing picture with others around the world and exchange ideas? Dedicating our practice to freeing human energy globally.